All right.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And how are you, Allison?
Good. It's cold. So cold.
So cold. Very snowy.
Very snowy. But
it's Valentine's Day.
But it's Valentine's Day.
So,
hey.
You got some chocolate-covered strawberries.
I did. For Liam. I bought them for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's asleep right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just got back from, like, a tour. A
mini tour.
Yeah. So, I put them in the fridge. It's my turn to plan Valentine's Day this year.
It's exciting.
I know. I don't think I've ever actually planned it before.
Wow.
I think I did once, like when we were very first dating.
Yeah.
And then it's always been him. But he was gone this week, so he couldn't plan it. So I was like, yeah. I'll do it.
I'll step up.
Me then.
I'm making steak tonight for my boyfriend.
Well, I was planning on doing takeout.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure how that's going to work now.
Yeah, it's pretty snowy.
Pretty snowy and still snowing. Pretty.
Yes. It's going to, I don't think it's going to stop either.
I don't think so either.
I think that I've been following Doug Heddy.
Classic.
He's a classic. Yeah, 100% chance of snow right now.
Yeah, until like 3 p.m.
I think it's going to keep.
But then, it picks back up till tomorrow.
And then the next day.
Oh my God. Well,
so it's going to keep snowing for the next 2 days.
Nice.
So here
and
we
are. And it's been freezing. We've had like ice storms, so it's not melting.
Nope, not melting. It's just layers and layers.
Yeah.
But for Valentine's Day, we appropriately decided to do the 2010 Gary Marshall film Valentine's Day.
Yes. This movie is the second Gary Marshall film that I've seen now. The first one I saw was New Year's Eve.
It's interesting that you've seen that one second, because most people have seen them consecutively.
Yeah.
Because they came out.
Not me. I didn't watch any of them in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when this movie came out, because I remember that it was like Taylor Swift's first movie.
Yeah.
And this is when she was dating Taylor Lautner, and the Taylors are romantic interests in this movie.
Yes.
And I remember being like, that's interesting to me. But then I never saw it.
Yeah.
And I did see New Year's Eve, this New Year's Eve. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Just horrible.
So it really set me up for this. I really knew what was coming.
Yeah, you really knew, like, what to expect from Gary Marshall's, what would you even call this, ensemble to the max cast?
Yeah. His super ensemble
super
cast.
Super ensemble cast. Very weird.
So let's get in. Let's start with who this movie stars.
Okay, so this is alphabetically by last name, because everyone's equal here.
Basically,
yes. So Jessica Alba, Kathy Bates, Jessica Biel, Bradley Cooper, Eric Dane, Patrick Dempsey, Hector Elizondo, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Garner, Topher Grace, Anne Hathaway, Ashton Kutcher, Taylor Lautner, George Lopez, Shirley MacLaine, Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts, and Taylor Swift.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes.
All of those people are in this movie. There's more people, too. They just don't get
Kristen
names.
Schall.
Kristen Schaal. The guy that's at the airport. Who's he?
Oh.
He's in a lot of stuff. Always in stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's in New Year's Eve, too.
Yes, he is.
He plays that delivery truck driver.
It's true.
So, there's lots of, like, other littler stars, too. They
it's
just
true.
Don't get named because... There's
so many stars in this.
So many stars in this. So let's go into the plot. I think that these are maybe all their plots separate, but these are all intertwined in the movie.
Yes, it's very weird. And so this plot does a disclaimer. The film follows a group of related characters and their struggles with love on Valentine's Day.
That's right. So florist Reed Bennett, that's Ashton Kutcher.
He's kind of like the one we get introduced to first. And
he's the biggest story.
He's the biggest story. So like the center is what I would say.
Yeah, he's that like grounding story.
Yes, yes.
He wakes up and proposes to his girlfriend, Morley Clarkson.
Morley.
Jessica Alba.
Who's blonde in this.
Yeah, she accepts. However, Reed's closest friends, Alfonso Rodriguez,
George Lopez,
and Julia Fitzpatrick,
Jennifer Garner,
aren't surprised when Morley suddenly changes her mind and leaves Reed a few hours later.
It's interesting that they, like, and go for, like, the entire storyline in this tiny little two-sentence splurge.
I think maybe there is more. Because some other people's storylines get connected with this storyline.
Yes.
What's fun about this storyline is that everyone knows his girlfriend's gonna leave him and nobody tells him.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks. Everyone's like, she said yes?
What's also fun is that his closest friend is George Lopez.
Yeah.
Who is, like, 50-something.
Yeah, well, okay, so he owns a, like, Reed Bennett, Ashton Kutcher owns a florist shop.
Plus cafe.
I was like...
It's together.
I think that George Lopez might be, like, co-owner and or manager.
Yeah.
I feel like he's, like, helps him run the company.
Certainly head delivery driver.
Yes.
And Julia Fitzpatrick, Jennifer Garner, is a teacher.
And his best friend.
On a flight to Los Angeles, Katie Hazeltine, Julia Roberts... I love these names. I rolled a dice with a bunch of white people names, and so then true. I was like,
also,
oh, this
one. There are only three people of color in this movie, and
it's Queen Latifah, George Lopez,
and Jamie Foxx.
And Jamie Foxx, that's right.
And I guess technically Taylor Lautner.
Yes, he's like Native American, I think.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's some random background extras.
Yeah, but also I just want to stress how white this movie is.
There's like a little Indian
girl.
There's like an Indian family. They work in a...
They're certainly not on the cover, though.
Oh, no. They're not stars. Name to me like four Indian people that are big stars. I can think of Kumail Nanjiani.
Dev Patel.
Is Danny Pudi Indian?
I think yes, and Polish. Aziz Ansari.
That's it. That's four. Okay, we did it. Never mind. I take back.
Oh, Riz Ahmed. Maybe
that's five. Okay, well, I guess Hollywood.
Let me
has
make
enough.
Absolutely sure.
Don't you think Hollywood has enough? We just named five off the top of our head.
That's true. Never mind. He's British.
Four. That's okay. That was the mark. Wow, guys. We named four whole people. Maybe Hollywood does have a lot of representation. You know what I'm saying? All right. So anyway, a captain, Kate Hazeltine, she's played by Julia Roberts, she's a captain in the U.S. Army on a one-day leave.
This is just so crazy.
A one-day leave where half of your day is you taking a plane.
Yeah, and also you pick Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe it was like nobody else picked that day.
True.
Also, one day leave. What?
One day? Who?
And you have to take a plane?
Is that real? I don't think that's real.
A one day leave and you have to take a whole ass plane.
And the plane counts as part of your one day leave. How is she so important that they literally can't go without her for one day? Do you know how many people are in the military?
She's a captain.
Okay. I...
Will she be friends Holden Wilson?
Bradley Cooper, who is, like, not nearly as famous as Bradley Cooper is now.
Yeah. He's in a suit in this movie. On a plane.
On a plane.
He's in a suit.
He's a businessman.
I don't know what fucking class they're flying in.
I don't know.
Or he's in a business suit and she's in the military, but hey. Kate is traveling a long distance to get back home only for a short time. And Holden states that she must really be in love to do so. When the plane lands and Kate has to wait hours for the taxi, Holden offers his limousine to allow her to be there on time.
Because he's a rich guy.
Because he's so nice. Thanks, Holden. Julia, Jennifer Garner, an elementary school teacher, has fallen in love with a cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. Harrison Copeland, played by Patrick Dempsey.
He's just such an ideal doctor.
So true. They were like, we're not going to switch it up for you.
No,
at all.
No.
But does not know that he is married to Pamela. Catherine Lanassa.
Who's that? No one knows. Anyway, he's married with a kid.
Yeah. Harrison tells her he needs to go to San Francisco for a business trip, and on his way he stops by Reed's flower shop, that's Ashton Kutcher, and orders two flower bouquets, asking for discretion.
So Ashton Kutcher, who is Jennifer Garner's best friend, now knows that her boyfriend is actually married. And also, traveling doctors, aren't they always just traveling?
Yeah, what is that? What? Do you not work at a hospital?
Hospitals like, usually, don't move.
Usually, you work at the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose there are traveling
like
doctors.
Like consultants?
Yeah, but like him?
Really?
He just seems like a regular-ass heart surgeon.
Yeah.
Also, this plot was easy to call from a mile away. The minute they got out of bed, and she was like, oh my god, it's Valentine's Day. And then he gave her this little cheap-ass heart toy. And then when I had to go to San Francisco, I was like, what? He has a wife. He's and he was getting divorced. He was divorced. I was like,
and they were in a hotel.
Yeah, I was like, he has a wife, and this lady's being played.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was she.
Oh, yes.
Wanting to surprise him, and despite Reed's warnings, Julia flies to San Francisco, convinced that Reed is wrong. Julia finds out that he is married and finds him at a local restaurant. Dressed as a waitress, Julia makes a scene at the restaurant, making Pamela suspicious.
Oh, okay, that's a pretty funny scene, though.
Yeah.
Where she's like, the pig, and
yeah.
We take the pig's penis and we mash it up. It's very funny.
So then, one of Julia's students, Edison, played by this kid named Bryce Robinson, not Jacob Tremblay, he wasn't on the scene yet, or he would have definitely been playing this part.
That's so true. That's so true.
It's a real shame.
It is a real shame that every child role hasn't been played by Jacob Tremblay.
I wish he could stay perpetually a child.
Me too. I think that someone...
I mean, I'm excited to see what he'll grow into, but I wish he could just be all child actors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What's more surprising to me, and maybe this is because the Sprouse twins were too old at this time, but that it's not one of the Sprouse boys.
I think they were probably too old.
Because you could have really gotten both of them in there.
No, truly, you could
And then double build them.
Double the plot, and you know what this movie loves is more plot.
What this movie can't get enough of is more storyline. We need more. There's like 9. Anyway, he orders flowers from Reed to be sent to his teacher. But we don't know that. We just think it's a girl in his class.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in love. I'm going to send this to a girl.
And he's like, okay, sure, kid. But basically... there's a problem with the flowers. They don't talk about this, really.
Well yeah, because the football player runs into
There's George... a separate plot.
Yeah, there's a separate part. So,
but basically, the flowers on their way to be delivered get into a car accident, and they get broken.
Okay. So he doesn't have the flowers.
So they don't make up for that at all.
No.
Because I guess they're a really bad business.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, the kid paid $15 and the arrangement was $55. So maybe they weren't that concerned about his flowers getting lost.
Yeah.
Julia suggests to Edison to give the flowers to a girl named Rainey in his class who has a crush on him after telling Edison the meaning of love. She basically is like, I'm too old for you, but that's nice. And then she's like, what about Rainey? And he's like, Rainey's my friend. And she's like, yeah, but she likes you. And he was like, I guess I could get down with Rainey.
Oh, she likes me?
Oh, well, I didn't know that. That's new information. Edison's babysitter, Grace Smart, played by Emma Roberts, is planning to lose her virginity to her boyfriend, Alex Franken. Carter Jenkins.
Whoever that is.
I am sad that this isn't Nat Wolf.
I know. I'm also sad it's not Nat Wolf.
I mean, I know that we had...
But he's like an off-brand Nat Wolf.
Yeah.
But I think Nat Wolf was too young.
Yeah, that's true. This is still 4 years before the other one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The planned encounter goes awry when Grace's mother discovers a naked Alex in Grace's room, rehearsing a song he wrote for Grace. Which, by the way, what?
What? Really? Also, their dog's name was Pushkin. Here, Pushkin.
Okay, hold on. Your plan was to be waiting for her naked in her room.
In her parents' house.
With a guitar.
Covering your dick.
I guess it works.
And also he like spread roses all over the floor. Not rose petals, but actual roses with thorns.
Yeah, with the thorns. He did not cut the thorns off. He didn't get thornless roses. He didn't think that far ahead. He didn't see how this might be a problem.
Yeah.
But then he runs out into the street, good old naked, runs into Grace.
Who's in her little bug.
And she's like, put your clothes on. Damn. So anyway, Edison's grandparents, Hector Elizondo,
who is the driver in Princess Diaries, made by Gary Marshall.
Yeah, he's Joe.
Yeah.
He's the one that
Julia...
Not Julia Roberts. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
What is her name? What the hell?
Julie Andrews.
I was like, it's the Julia that's throwing up. Julie Andrews falls in love with in the second one.
Yes. Well, weren't they always in love?
I mean, yes, but they weren't allowed to be. I don't have time to explain the plot of the Princess Diaries to you. That's another episode.
It is.
and Estelle Paddington,
Shirley MacLaine,
are facing troubles of a long marriage. Well, sure. Well, Estelle is.
Estelle.
Because Edgar's dead.
Edgar doesn't know anything.
Edgar's in love with her. Estelle admits to Edgar about an affair she had with one of his business partners long ago. Although she is deeply sorry, Edgar is very upset.
I mean, yeah.
I would be.
She was like, yeah, we lied to you forever.
She's like, yeah, and he was your best friend.
Sorry.
Grace's high school friends, Willie Harrington, Taylor Lautner, and Felicia Miller,
Taylor Swift,
are experiencing the freshness of new love and have agreed to wait to have sex.
Well, Felicia, Taylor Swift, says we're not having sex.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very hip.
She's also carrying around this giant bear that he got her.
The whole time.
The
whole
movie.
This is, without a doubt, the shortest plot line.
Yes.
But also the funniest.
Also the funniest. Because also, whenever she dances, so funny.
5, 6, 7,
Taylor Swift knows how to play a ditz.
Oh, yeah. She's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And then there's a part where the news is interviewing her and they're asking her, like, oh, why do you like him? And she's like, I mean, aside from the fact that he's smoking hot. Well, he's a great athlete. Show him, babe. And then Taylor Lautner goes to do the hurdles, but he does shit. He's so bad at it.
So funny. It's a really great storyline.
Taylor Lautner is so cute. Taylor Lautner. Okay. Taylor Lautner now, listen, side tangent, it doesn't matter. This isn't important. Taylor Lautner was in this show I really like called Cuckoo.
Oh my god, so good.
Such a good show.
He's in the second season.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, you absolutely
it's very,
need to
very
see
very British,
it.
But they always have like one hilarious American. So
it's
Andy Samberg's the first
funny.
Season.
Taylor Lautner is
the
second. And the third, I think.
Yeah.
But it's basically about this, like, the first season. I won't spoil anything. But the first season is about this girl from this really posh, like, upper middle class British family goes to America on a study abroad, and while she's there, she gets married
to this weird ass hippie guy.
Yeah, who's played by Andy Samberg. It is so weird and funny, and it was like, it's a British TV show.
Yeah.
It wasn't like made, there is an American version of it, but it's really bad.
Yeah.
But it is a British TV show, but it like, it's so weird. It just flew completely under people's radar,
yeah.
Despite the fact that Andy
Samberg is in it.
Yes, and he's so good in it,
too.
He's
hilarious.
And then Taylor Lautner is in the second season, and he's really, really good, too. Mm-hmm. He's so funny. And it's like,
he's a good comedian.
I know. It's like his like comeback, too, because he mm-hmm. basically like couldn't get a lot of work after Twilight. And
people don't take you seriously after that.
Well, and plus, I guess there was like a really big, he had a lot of really big problems. I think we may have talked about this in another movie.
Well, we did Twilight, so.
We did do Twilight. I think maybe we talked about this in our Twilight series, where after this, he had a really hard time because everyone always wanted him to play, like, the really hot, ripped guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was like, this is, like, super detrimental to my body. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
And he stopped getting roles because of that. Because
that's
he wouldn't.
So horrible.
Because he wouldn't, like, keep himself in, like, that super tight fit shape.
Body standards in Hollywood are so fucked.
I know. And, like, also, it's like, I mean, I'm sure by now everyone knows this, but, like, to get those, like, really defined bodybuilder-type abs, you have to literally, like, be dehydrated.
Yeah, you have to, like, starve yourself.
You have to, like, starve yourself for, like, multiple days to get that. And so it's, like, that's, for him, it was, like, I did that because it was my first freaking
role.
Yeah,
of course.
And
I'm trying to
break out.
Yeah, you want to get that breakout role.
I mean, it wasn't his first role, but it was his big breakout role. It was his, like, role that made him a star. And then when he wouldn't do it, people stopped giving him the stupid thing. And I was, like, that's so dumb. They didn't make that Robert Pattinson do that.
Yeah.
But he did Cuckoo, and he has a very normal body.
Yes, and he's hilarious.
And he's so funny, so definitely check it out.
And he's still adorable.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, yes, he's so super cute. Everyone needs, also he has the best smile ever. Everyone, Taylor Lautner, top 10 smiles in Hollywood, I'm saying it. Everyone needs to watch that show. Literally so funny. So funny.
Yeah.
It is great. I love it.
It is a really good show.
Okay, so that's the shortest plot line, but my favorite. Sean Jackson,
Eric Dane.
That guy was on
Grey's Anatomy.
A closeted gay professional football player. This is probably the craziest storyline.
This is a wild storyline.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Is contemplating the end of his career with his publicist, Cara Monahan. Monahan.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah. And his agent, Paula Thomas.
Queen Latifah.
Kara is organizing her annual I Hate Valentine's Day party just on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But soon becomes interested in sports reporter Kelvin Moore.
Jamie Foxx.
who was ordered to do a Valentine's Day report by his boss, Susan Morales.
Kathy Bates.
And who shares Kara's hatred of the holiday. This is, I think, the most incoherent plot line.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So he's LA's. All of LA, by the way. All of LA. They're number two
sports reporter.
And yet, they're like, there are no sports news.
You need to do this human piece.
And it's like, but I'm a, and he keeps going like, I'm a sports reporter. And they're like, you're the number two sports reporter. And I'm like, okay.
You're telling me there's nothing going on in LA?
In all of LA, there's not enough sports for the number two sports reporter to cover.
So he has to do a human interest piece on Valentine's Day.
Sean Jackson isn't contemplating the end of his career over here. That's not happening.
Nope.
Why would you need the number two in all of LA sports reporter? Also, there's apparently one news station for all of LA. Mm-hmm. You don't get a choice. It's one.
Nope.
Even Joplin has two, but I guess LA has one. It's literally called Los Angeles News.
I want to die. This movie makes me want to die.
They're like, their desk has like a thing that's like Los Angeles News. And I was like, oh my God.
So dumb.
What? Half of you live in Los Angeles. None of you were like, hey, what if there's like multiple? Nope. That doesn't fit with the plot that we want.
Nope.
And you're like, but the plot maybe doesn't make that. Nope.
Nope.
So, substituting for Paula's absent secretary is one of the firm's receptionists, Liz Curran.
Anne Hathaway.
Who dates a mailroom clerk, Jason
Morris. I like this
storyline.
This is probably my favorite storyline.
This is a pretty good one. Who dates a mailroom clerk, Jason Morris.
Topher Grace.
Jason is shocked when Liz turns out to be moonlighting as a phone sex operator.
Okay.
But we can't really say moonlighting because she takes calls in the
middle of the day. In the morning.
She's like 9 a.m. making coffee,
To be fair, though, Valentine's Day.
It's true.
That's probably a really busy day, and you probably do get a lot of phone calls in the middle of the day.
She says that Valentine's Day is a big day for phone sex.
I mean,
operators.
Listen, it's a good gig.
Yeah. I mean, yes, $40 an hour to not take your clothes off. That's what she says.
It's a good gig.
Liz explains that she is only doing this because she has a $100,000 student loan to pay off.
The most realistic part of the whole movie.
For, by the way, a poetry degree. I mean, look, I have a theater degree, but even I can laugh at a $100,000 debt for a poetry degree. In 2010? Are you joking? You must have gotten this before the housing market crash.
True.
And you're telling me you paid $100,000 for a poetry degree? Then again, I paid not that much, even close to that much money for my theater degree, and then
theater
I graduated
stopped existing.
In 2020. You think you can hurt my feelings? No. Jason is upset, but eventually reconciles after seeing Edgar forgive Estelle. I don't like this part. I don't like that she forgives him.
No, I don't like that he forgives her either.
He goes so far. It's not even just like, ooh, you lied to me. I don't think I can do this. He's like, I don't think I can afford you, you fucking slut. And then he leaves. And you're
That's
like,
true.
What? That's so mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes over and he's like, you know what? I may hate your job and think you're a whore, but I think you're nice other than that.
Yeah, true.
And she's like, ooh.
Ooh. Yes, that's exactly
ooh,
what I want to hear.
I love that.
No. Listen, being a phone sex operator is a perfectly fine job, and also, I think all sex work is real work.
She's hilarious, too.
Oh, she's so funny. And, like, all of the phone sex operating scenes are really funny, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I will beat it and beat it. My riding crop.
She's got the rubber band.
Rubber band ball.
Sean finally comes out on national television, and Holden, Sean's lover, goes back to him. So if you've forgotten,
Holden
is Bradley Cooper,
who was on the plane with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
He was gay the whole time, guys.
Yeah. We thought he was interested in Julia
Roberts, but he's gay. I'm gay, and I'm going to play.
I'm gay, and I'm going to play. Wait, so are you retiring? I like that they do that question. They know that it's, like, okay to be gay.
Yeah.
But they don't think it's okay to be a phone sex worker.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's where we draw the line.
That's where we are in, this movie's great. Because it really shows where politics are in Hollywood at this point.
It's really a photograph of the times.
It really is.
Like, if a movie could sum up 2010.
It'd probably be this one.
It's
all the biggest stars.
It is.
It's like, everything about it was deliberately made a choice. So mm-hmm. if something other than just absolute garbage was put into this, you know that they really thought about it.
It's true.
They really decided what jokes were going to go in and what jokes weren't.
I wonder how many scrapped storylines they had.
I don't know, but this is already 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Too long.
We watched this on Hulu Live, which gave us ads, and I already felt like there were a lot of ads before you guys left, but then it felt like the ads, like, doubled. Like, it felt like after every single little storyline, there was mm-hmm. an ad, and I was like, it took me 3 hours
also,
to watch
this. Also, people pay $65 for Hulu Live just to get ads. Who does that?
It literally took me 3 hours to watch this movie because of the ads.
Horrific.
Horrific. So, Kate, that's Julia...
Who is it?
Roberts. That's Julia Roberts.
Yes.
I get Kirk and Jennifer Garner confused. That's Julia Roberts. Arrives home late at night to greet not her supposed boyfriend but her son, Edison!
Edison was her kid. It was her kid the whole time.
That's why the kid's so upset when he's at the soccer game.
Because his mom's not there.
Willie drops Felicia off at home after a date and they kiss. So that's
the end of their story.
That's Taylor and Taylor.
Yeah, I don't really know why.
They kiss in an elevator. It's pretty cute.
It is pretty cute. They have the cutest storyline.
And they just are good at, they were dating.
They were dating. They were good. They had good chemistry.
They had good chemistry. They were dating. Kelvin and Kara hang out at Kelvin's news station, where they later kiss. Alfonso dines in with his wife, and Grace and Alex agree to wait to have sex. Very cool.
Very cool. Very. Waiting to have sex.
Having a whole conversation about it. Edgar and Estelle reconcile and redo their marriage vows. Harrison's wife has left him because of his infidelity, and Morley tries to call Reed, who is instead starting a new relationship with Julia. Paula receives a call from one of Liz's masochistic clients and takes delight in expressing her dominance and sadism. So even she gets a little happy Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
so even Queen Latifah gets to, you know, get off.
Yeah, exactly. So fun. I like, there's a line in this film. It's my favorite line in the whole film. I love it. It's right when the collision happens. And George Lopez is talking about the flowers. And he goes... Well, it's Valentine's Day. You know, it's a pretty big day.
Flower-wise.
And I was like, that's hilarious.
That's so funny.
And George Lopez, the delivery he gives it, just perfect.
Oh, my God. Scenes that he is in, he just steals the show.
Honestly, George Lopez, not that bad of an actor. Love to see him in more.
True.
I love the George Lopez show.
Oh my gosh, whenever you would wake up at like 2 a.m.
and they jump down the trampoline.
Dun, 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 dun,
it's so loud. Such a loud show.
Such a loud show.
And then that show, I watched a lot of George Lopez.
Me too. A lot of George Lopez.
And yeah, I remember so little of
it. Oh my gosh, I don't remember any of it.
I remember the theme song.
I do. I remember the jumping.
And I remember like the way that the kids and mom looked.
Yes. And he had a neighbor.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Of some sort.
I didn't remember that. I mean, yeah, I can believe that because, like, he's in a house, but...
Yeah. Anyway, I watched a lot of George Lopez, but I don't remember any of it.
But then, like, that's all he's in. He's in that and Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Mm. And then he voice acts a lot.
Yes. Who is he in Shark Boy and Lava Girl? It's like Mr. Let's just look it up. George Lopez, Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Oh, he's not in Shark Boy and Lava Girl number 2.
Whoa, look at the fucking...
I know.
It's so weird. Go down. I want to see what his name is. Mr. Electric.
Mr. Electric, yes. Mr. Electric, send him to the principal's office and have him expelled.
How interesting is it that both he and Taylor Lautner are in this film?
Yeah, this is at least their second film they've worked on together. Yes. So fun. Literally, I love Taylor Lautner, but I can never, ever, ever think of him without thinking about that rap.
Oh my God.
Close your eyes, shut your mouth, or my fist will knock you out.
Dream, 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 dream.
Stupid shark team. Oh, I love everyone in this movie. This movie's so freaking stupid.
It's dumb. It's
dumb. It's way too long.
You can see all the plots coming from a mile away.
Oh my God. It's okay. I don't like this one as much as I like New Year's Eve, because New Year's Eve has a dumber plot.
Oh, that's like, true. It's way more, like, out of this world.
It's way more out of this world. Like, the plots are still like, oh, that's predictable, but at least they're crazy.
They're fucking insane. Like, you were like, what is happening?
Like, Ash and Kutcher, guy who hates New Year's Eve for some reason.
For some reason.
Gets caught in an elevator with Lea Michele. There's a musical number where I think Lea Michele sings so stupid. She literally has the dumbest ass face when she sings. She just has like this, and you're like, okay, Lea, calm down. But like, I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the really bad overlays. Mm. I love
the chef and Bon Jovi storyline.
Bon Jovi, oh my freaking god, it's so funny.
It's so dumb.
And there's just so much stuff that doesn't make sense. But like, this is all pretty like standard rom-com.
Yeah,
stuff.
For
the
sure.
Only thing we're really missing is like if Ashton Kutcher fell in love with a competitor that owned a bigger floral company.
Yeah,
that moved
like a
in.
Chain.
Like, it moved in right across the street.
Yeah.
But he's in love with his best friend, teacher, so.
So, we got one of them.
We got one of them.
Yeah. It's an interesting movie, for sure.
So stupid.
It's dumb. It's dumb. And, you know, Gary Marshall,
this
sometimes.
Movie, for the fact that it's 2.5 hours, has such a short plot synopsis. Like, wow. Also, Taylor Swift has a song in this.
Yeah.
It's that.
Ba-da-da-da.
Today was a fairy tale.
You wore a dress.
That one.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
Song.
That one.
I had never seen this, but I knew that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
So many people turned down Julia Roberts's role, but I will say that Julia Roberts, let me just get the actual breakdown of her. Julia Roberts was paid $11,952 for each word she says in this film, 251 words, in return for reportedly a $3 million paycheck. But she also got 3% of all of the earnings, so she ended up with like $10 million payday.
Would you like me to read some of the accolades that this movie has? So, Into the Hall of Shame. For the Alliance of Women Film Journalists, Gary Marshall was nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ignoring this. Now we're at the Raspberries Awards. So these are the awards for the worst movies of the year. Worst Actor, both Ashton Kutcher and Taylor Lautner were nominated. Ashton Kutcher won.
Whoa.
Worst Supporting Actor, George Lopez was nominated. Worst Supporting Actress, Jessica Alba won.
Whoa.
The MTV Movie Awards, Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner were nominated for Best Kiss in a Film, which is hilarious.
That's so funny.
At the People's Choice Awards, this was nominated for Best Comedy Movie.
Yeah, Favorite Comedy Award.
The Teen Choice Awards, this won the Best Romantic Comedy. It also, Ashton Kutcher also won for being the Best Actor in a Romantic Comedy. Queen Latifah was nominated for being the Best Actress in a Romantic Comedy. Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner were nominated for their chemistry in this film.
Wow.
Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner were nominated for their lip lock in this film. The best hissy fit.
What? That's an award category.
By Jessica Biel. The choice movie scene stealer for a male, George Lopez was nominated. I agree with that. And choice movie scene stealer for a female, Anne Hathaway was nominated.
Very interesting that this at the Teen Choice Awards.
Choice movie breakout role for a female, Taylor Swift was nominated and she won. Her breakout. She's in it for like 5 minutes. She won? I love the teen. Okay, this is the 2010 Teen Choice Awards. Let's just see all was nominated.
Yeah.
Teen Choice Awards. Because I'm real wondering. Okay, let's see. Wow, a lot of people presented. Lea Michele, David Archuleta.
Whoa.
David Archuleta. Kristen Bell, Justin Bieber, Big Time Rush, Sandra Bullock, John Cena, Miranda Cosgrove. A lot of these people. George Lopez presented. Shaquille O'Neal. Presented. Okay, so here were the awards.
Oh my god, New Moon came out this year.
Oh my god, I can't believe it didn't win everything. Okay.
Well, it's not a comedy.
What are these? Dance? Iron Man 2?
What?
Does he dance?
Is there a dance?
Okay, so here was the scene stealer category. Nominated was Anne Hathaway for both Alice in Wonderland and Valentine's Day. Dakota Fanning for Twilight New Moon, Ashley Green for Twilight New Moon, Anna Kendrick for Twilight New Moon.
She won.
And Betty White for The Proposal. Anna Kendrick won. Nominated for Valentine's Day, James Marsden for Death at a Funeral, Kellen Lutz for Twilight New Moon.
She won.
He won.
Oh, he won. Sorry.
Mark Wahlberg for Date Night and Sean Combs for Get Him to the Greek. Chemistry, Amanda Seyfried and Channing Tatum for Dear John. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson for Twilight Saga New Moon. Obviously they won. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds for The Proposal. Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner, Valentine's Day. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, The Last Song. Breakout Female. Alexandra Daddario for The Percy Jackson and The Olympians of the Lightning Thief. Chloe Grace Moritz for Kick-Ass. Can't believe that didn't win.
That's wild.
Gemma Aronson for Clash of the Titans. Mia
Wasikowska
for Alice in Wonderland, and Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day. She won. Breakout male role. I'm pissed that Logan Lerman didn't win. I already see that he's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Eisenberg also didn't win for Zombieland. Let's just go on. Lip Lock. Twilight won that one.
Oh, yeah.
The Last Song was nominated. Get Him to the Greek, The Proposal, and Valentine's Day. Let's just get to... Oh, my God. Avatar came out that year.
Avatar won for sci-fi. Wow.
Let's go for...
Twilight
for actress fantasy. They really break these down. Oh my God, this is when Remember Me came out. This is the 9/11 movie.
Whoa.
Jeremy Renner did not win for The Hurt Locker this year. Wow. Romantic comedy. These are what lost to Valentine's Day. Just Right, Letters to Juliet, The Backup Plan, and The Proposal. Let's see... Here's what lost in actor of a romantic comedy. Joseph Gordon-Levitt for 500 Days of Summer.
How did he lost? Why didn't he?
Gerard Butler, The Ugly Truth, The Bounty Hunter. Josh Duhamel, When in Rome. And Ryan Reynolds, The Proposal.
I can't believe Joseph Gordon-Levitt or Ryan Reynolds did not win this.
Lost to Ashton Kutcher, who won a Razzie for Worst Actor.
Both of those performances are so much better.
But this was a box office success. And let's see what Queen Latifah lost to. In the romantic comedy. So, she lost to Sandra Bullock in The Proposal. Mm. Also lost was Kristen Bell in When in Rome, Jennifer Lopez, Backup Plan, and Amanda Seyfried, Letters to Juliet. Now let's find out what lost to,
Paranormal Activity won a horror thriller over The New Nightmare on Elm Street. It won over Shutter Island.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. I mean, I guess it kind of kicked off its own genre. I gotta give it that.
Yeah.
Look, Megan Fox won for Jennifer's Body for actress in a horror movie this year.
Deservedly.
Leonardo DiCaprio won for Shutter Island.
He's great in that movie. It's true.
Toy Story 3, of course, won Best Animated Film.
That is a great movie. Hissy Fit. Miley Cyrus won.
Miley Cyrus won for The Last Song. Okay. Vince Vaughn lost for Couples Retreat.
He does do a good hissy fit in that.
That's so fun. Wow, we should all start paying attention to the Teen Choice Awards.
We really should. You know what I mean? This is really interesting.
I say fuck the Oscars. Let's start paying attention to the Teen Choice Awards.
You know what? You know, the children are our future.
Yeah, I freaking love the Teen Choice Awards. You get those little blimps. I love it. Oh, so fun. And look at all the people that were there. Kourtney Kardashian.
Wow, Katy Perry hosted.
Yeah, Zachary Levi, Bruno Mars, Jim Parsons, wow. Hilary Duff, Ashley Green, of course. Oh, all the Kardashians, actually. Yeah. Wow. And Justin Bieber performed You Smile. Remember that song?
Yeah, I do.
Weird. Oh, and Jason Derulo performed What You Say.
Jason Derulo.
Have you seen that game that's like, guess what Jason Derulo song this is? And they only play the part where he goes up to the part where he goes, Jason Derulo.
No, I haven't.
It's so funny.
That's funny.
Okay. Do you have any more trivia other than...
I don't. I just thought it was interesting how much Julia Roberts got paid.
I really wish I could see how much everyone got paid for this
movie. I wish someone had like broken down how much everyone got paid, but I'm sure that some of them actually didn't like...
Some of them I don't think disclose their salary.
Yeah, I mean...
But let's just look...
How much did it
make? How much did it cost?
To make.
And then how much did it make?
Yeah.
I know it probably outperformed, but it cost. Let's see. It cost $52 million to make.
Jesus.
And it made $216.5 million.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
This has an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, yeah.
Well, this was like critically decimated, but was a huge, obviously, box office
success. Oh, of course.
I mean, yeah, so many stars.
So many stars are in it. People will go see.
This movie is literal proof that like all you have to do is get big stars for your movie and people will see it.
It's very true. Even if it's not good.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care. Okay, I have a review.
Okay.
This is a 2 out of 10. Love Actually has been surpassed. Just kidding. This movie is garbage. If you ever wondered what would happen if someone forced a fifth grader to rewrite the script of Love Actually on a roll of wet toilet paper with a crayon, and then you forced the same child to act in the movie without telling him how, then you should go see Valentine's Day.
That's good. That's
if
good.
You did not wonder what would happen in the scenario above, that's great. Don't see the movie. If for some reason you did, read on so that you can satisfy your curiosity without wasting $22 like I did. On a side note, the kid in the movie should not be blamed for acting poorly. He's just trying to keep up with the rest of the cast. In order to jam all of these stars,
quote unquote,
into this movie somehow, the kid who wrote it had to have 10 qualities going at once. Unfortunately, halfway through the movie, I realized that only one storyline was remotely entertaining and included actors that I wasn't completely annoyed by. By the end of the movie, I realized that that one plotline was garbage as well. It just took a little longer than the others to get there. It is impossible to not compare this movie to Love Actually, but you really have to feel bad for all the people who were involved with Love Actually, who are still alive and have to see comparisons being drawn. It would really be similar as if when Ninja Assassin came out, reviewers all commented on how similar it was to Saving Private Ryan. There is nothing I like about this movie. It contains every imaginable cliche that has ever been put into a movie. These have been listed below for your convenience. Stunning millionaire Jessica Biel can't find a date on Valentine's Day her whole life. Sad face. Old people making out after they make up about something. Guy gets dumped by hot girl, but finds out he always loved his best friend. Best friend from previous line realizes she loves says guy when 9-year-old boy asks her if she's ever fallen in love with her best friend. Small town guy has to overcome big city girl's crazy lifestyle to make the 2-week relationship work. Kid, assumed writer of the screenplay, runs away from home to deliver flowers to the love of his life on a bike. Man runs through airport barefoot to chase a girl. Of course, you have been warned.
It's a pretty good review.
I know. Funny.
That's good. That's good.
Wow.
Wow. This movie is horrific. We forgot to rate it. What would you rate this?
Oh, I don't know, because I think this is hard.
Yeah.
I will say, I thought New Year's Eve was kind of fun. This was less fun.
Yes.
At some point, it's like, oh, I get it.
It's also too long.
It's too long. I'm going to give it a 5. No,
well, we
a
gave,
3.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we gave 50 First Dates a 4.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a 3.
Me too.
Because it's kind of fun. Like, it's fun to make fun of.
It is fun to make fun of.
But
it also doesn't have Adam Sandler scream singing.
But then it's...
wouldn't it be nice?
Which is an automatic point.
An automatic point.
But you have to... When you have to watch this alone,
yeah,
not
fun.
Enjoyable.
No.
And when you have to watch it with ads on Hulu.
Oh my God, if it didn't have ads, it'd be like a million times better.
I know, and that's not their fault, but it is their fault for giving it to Hulu Live. So.
Yes, it is. You could have just put it on Hulu Premium.
Yeah, why? I have, come on. I pay for Hulu without ads. Can I please get something? Ew. So, yeah, a 3. It's not, it's fun. It's stupid. It's really stupid.
It's really stupid.
I think you should see it.
And there are some funny moments.
I think you should see it once in your life.
I think so too. The Taylor Swift dancing scene is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. George Lopez saying,
it's a pretty big day.
Flower-wise. Hilarious. Kind of made the whole movie worth it, not gonna lie. And just seeing how freaking stupidly they get to the ends of these plots.
They just fumble through.
Fumbling is a great word.
Anyway, I'm not sure what we're doing next week, but we will obviously keep you posted. And if you're a patron, let us know what you would like to hear.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Bye.